Dr. Randy here. Question, are you a should I kind of person? What I mean is you ask yourself, you know, should I make this decision or should we do this or not do that? You're a follower of Christ. You want to do the right thing. You want to be intentional, but you find yourself when it comes to making decisions, as many do, many people, because we want to do it right. We want to be honoring God. We want to do things that are sometimes perfect. How do you make a decision? How is it that you make a decision that may change your life? Who should I marry? What job should I take? Should we move? How do I handle a relationship? How do you make a decision as a Christian? How do you do that? Think about it. What does the Bible teach? Intentional living is all about figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it. I'd love to have you come on in and join us, 888-888-1717. And I'll tell you what partly got me going on this topic today, thinking about this, is we get calls, people leave comments on our storyline and questions for me. And this one came in from a young lady. Her name's Jessica. You'll hear in a moment. And I think she speaks for many of us who, as Christians, we think we're hearing from God, but then maybe later we wonder if we really did. And so how is it we make decisions as followers of Christ, do it maturely, do it properly, and do it intentionally. Take a listen.
I'm wondering, I had a word that I really, really was convinced by faith that I had received it from the Lord. And I was just able to hold on to it day in and day out without any doubt in my heart. And it was just one of those things I was holding on to inside myself, waiting for confirmation. And doubt never rose, neither did unbelief, on the fact that I thought I had heard it from the Lord. And after about a week and a half and doing Bible studies and letting the Lord shake me to the point where I had still believed that word that I had heard, and nothing was getting shaken out. And I had held on to it so strongly because I thought I was having faith in God and believing for what the word that I had received. And then I learned that it was not, I don't know yet if it was from the Lord, but how do I know if I'm able to hold on so strongly by faith in what's quite possibly a lie? Where was then my faith in the Lord? I don't understand. My name is Jessica.
Yeah, listen, Jessica, you sound like a sweetheart and a tender spirit. You want to follow God. You want to do the right thing and be intentional and confused. I think any of us who truly, really want to seek God, we want to make decisions that will honor Him, at times wonder, hey, how'd we get here? How'd this happen in our life? We live in a fallen world, and the reality is decisions can be tough. And if we're being honest, some of us can OCD on it. You know, we can get so obsessive on making the perfect decision always, and in the process, we collect all sorts of data and prayer and everything, and then we don't make a decision at all. I think far too many of us fall into that category of a good intention, where we know we ought to be making a decision, and we hesitate and not. And then there's another category of us who fall into the unintentional decision makers, where we're just jumping from decision to decision, more and based on how we feel or some personal goal that we have in our life, missing the opportunity to see what is God's intention in all of this. So let's take all the complexity of this and see if we can bring it down into something that's measurable, something we can grab a hold of today. And I'd love to have you join in. And maybe you could just share, hey, here's one thing to consider when you're all making a decision that we've done that's made a difference in our life. What has made a difference in your life? Tell us your story at 888-888-1717. Let me give you a verse, two of them, in fact. Back in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, many use this as a life verse. Two verses, very powerful, where the writer says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, that'll preach, right? Do we truly trust Him? God, I got to make a decision here. I'm going to trust you for the outcome. I trust, you know, whatever decision is made that you're in this. And I'm not going to trust in my own understanding, because that's the next part of this phrase. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In other words, I don't care how smart we are, how much education we have, how great we are at making decisions. It's easy for us to just lean on that own understanding. Now, it doesn't mean we don't want to have understanding, but when we lean on it, I like how the verse says, you can have the understanding, but don't make that the lean point in your life, the thing that you're going to lean on. But then in all of your ways, acknowledge him, the verse says. In other words, acknowledge his presence, acknowledge that he is there, acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is with you. And then in verse 6, it says, then, and after that, then he will direct your path. And I think far too many of us, when we say things like, I got a word from God, let's be careful. Let's be careful when we say that, because the Bible also tells us we better be careful to test the spirits, because we can hear things that we think are from God that are not. And there's some really practical ways of testing that. Are you going to find confirmation in Scripture or contradiction in Scripture? Are you going to find contradiction from people who are trusted people in your world, people that you love and trust when you share with them the decision you're about to make? Do you get the, not always, but do you find that there's a consistency of support, or at least the kind of questions that you want them to ask you in the process? Does it make common sense, the decision you're going to make? And so in the process of making these decisions, to understand that you can go through a process, but I've always taught there's a point where you get about 80% of the answers, and then you gotta act. And you're gonna now act on trusting the Lord. Lord, you've given me all the information that I have and I can seek, and I'm gonna act in faith now. And whatever the outcome is, I can't be responsible for that. Sometimes we say, because the outcome isn't what I anticipated or expected, then God must not be in it. But God can use even outcomes that we didn't anticipate. And sometimes they're not always the best in our own minds, but God uses those things. Boy, we're getting deep into the understanding that God is sovereign. God is sovereign in our lives, and we're not. I like how the NLT, the New Living Translation, puts it, trust in the Lord with your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and then he will show you which path to take. And that's really intentional living. All right. Putting the ball in your court. Come on, team here. This is a question. How do you make decisions? Truly. What are some really practical things you do as a follower of Christ that's made a difference in your life? What have you learned? Or maybe you made some bad ones and you want to give a warning to others. Let's do it together here. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. We'll pick up your calls here in just a moment.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Here's another one. How about scriptural memorization? You know, one of the things over my lifetime, I've memorized some scripture. Sometimes I've intentionally memorized them. Sometimes just by, you know, reading them and rereading them, they just become a part of my life. But you know what? I can tell you there are moments in my life when I'm faced with a challenge, faced with a decision that needs to be made, or with a hurt or something I'm wrestling with, that I can recall scripture that just brings the presence of God into my life. That's an excerpt from this whole topic that we have today about our faith, and really, what does it mean to find freedom in our faith in Jesus Christ? And that's up on our site. It's in our member section on our website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Mission focus here, one mission, to help you experience your life today the way God intended. And maybe today's the day that the decision needs to be made in your life. And you want to do it right. You want to do it intentionally. And that's what we're talking about. So those of you who've been down this path, when it comes to making decision in your life about maybe where you're going to work or where you're going to move or the decisions that are important in your life, how do you make those? I mean, truly, what process do you follow? 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Cindy, and I'm calling to tell you how the Lord has been teaching me and others how to pray the Word of God. When we do pray, we pray His promises. We declare and decree what He has already said and stand on those promises. It has indeed strengthened my Christian life, my life on this planet. Getting in agreement with what God has already told us in His Word, praying His already spoken and given promises seems to impact the atmosphere. So I encourage the entire body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the church of Christ, the family of God, to declare and stand with God on those declarations.
In His Word, that's for sure. Talking about making decisions today, Pastor Mike in Arizona has an interesting take, and I think it's a reminder that sometimes we can get so obsessed in making the right decision that we miss the real point. Take a listen.
I'm Lynn, and I'm listening to your program this morning on intentional living, and I just would like to say that God is so faithful. I'm one of those living in a relationship that I await the blessings of obedience to the Lord's call to believe Him and trust Him and walk by faith. It's not sight yet what I want it to be, but I know that as I trust God, He gives me the daily grace to make it through the hard spots, to make it through the unkindness, to make it through the tests and the temptations to throw in the towel, I guess you'd say. But He is able to work when we pray and when we obey. So I just would challenge those that are struggling in their marriages to really apply what God says. And forgiveness is the number one call that I think we miss so much in believing God, trusting God. But when we're willing to forgive every single thing and put self aside, that we would be willing to show that spouse unconditional love and forgiveness, only possible when we have a true personal best friend relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, that wasn't Pastor Mike, but I'll tell you, Lynn, right on the power of forgiveness. We'll get to Pastor Mike in a moment. When you're making decisions, and the point that she was making, I wanted to set up, was she made a decision to forgive. You know, the Bible commands us that we're to forgive one another just as God has forgiven us. And sometimes when we think about making decisions, it's already laid out for us. When the Scripture speaks in a certain direction or speaks to us as His children, the decision's kind of already made. When we face a situation, if we know the Bible, if we know Scripture, it could be pretty clear for us and pretty quickly in the process of making a decision without a lot of hesitation. We don't have to pray about things that God's already spoken to. God already tells us to forgive one another. We don't have to go and pray and say, Lord, should I forgive somebody? Now, how we do that and what that really means is something we need to pray about or giving us courage to do it. But when the Scripture speaks to something, we're going to find our greatest joy in obedience to that. That's really intentional living. All right, Karina's on the line in Michigan. Hi, Karina. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good. How do you make a decision? Hello. How do you, this whole topic, how do you do it?
Well, I try to seek, you know, the Lord's will for whatever He wants me to do. But I know that most of the time it's my own will.
Yeah. Can you think of a decision that you've made where you wish you had slowed down a little bit and sought God's will?
Yeah, there's a lot of There's a lot of things. I probably wouldn't have got married the way I did. But
in other words, it's easy for us to just follow our own desires and not what God has for us. So when you say you listen to the Lord, how do you do that? I mean, when you are in that zone, that sweet spot of seeking God's will, how do you do that?
Well, I just pray and ask the Lord to show me what He wants me to do and how He wants me to do it. And I don't know that there's only one time that I know of that I really, really heard God's voice speak to me. Mm-hmm. And that's when I've been up in Michigan for 4 years. My home is in Oklahoma, but I've been here for 4 years taking care of my mother. And she passed in February. Now I'm kind of feeling like the Lord wants us back to Michigan, because my husband and I were both born here. Our children were born here. But moving to Oklahoma saved our marriage. We've been married 42 years.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, we weren't even married. We were almost married 7 years when we moved. So,
well,
I mean, moving to Oklahoma did save our marriage, and our marriage has been good.
Oh, that's good. And I think that's a reminder too, Corinne. You talk about decision, you know, maybe I would have gotten married differently than I did. And I think we could all of us can look back in our lives and look at different decisions that we've made, and we wish we'd made them a little differently or thought them through a little differently. But if we honestly believe that all things do ultimately work together for good to those who are called according to His purpose, to say, Lord, I don't know how I got here or shouldn't have got here, but you know, you can make something good out of this, whatever it may be in a situation. He does make beautiful things out of sometimes a process that wasn't so beautiful. It's a good reminder. All right, let me go to Sandy next in New Mexico. Hey, Sandy, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. You make decisions. We all do. Well, how do you
yeah.
approach it?
Well, I do it by prayer, and I love the way God sometimes talk to us. I was going through a medical procedure, and I wasn't sure if I make the decision because it was something that the doctors wanted to remove from my body, and I was not sure. I was scared, and I remember just talking to my small group in my church and put this under prayer. You know, should I make this decision? Should I just follow what the doctors want me to do? And at the end, I just decided to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was so clear. The God spoke to me in that day, because I remember just like calling the doctor, say, okay, well, just schedule the surgery and let's do this, you know? And I remember just calling, and then I was still praying, Lord, just guide me through this. I mean, I know it's just maybe for some people it's just a medical thing that it's a procedure, right? But I was like, I don't feel peace in this. If I make the right decision, I just want to feel the peace that you provide, you know, when we make the right
yeah.
decision in our life. So I remember calling, and then the lady answered the phone and says, I told her, like, you know what, I just need to schedule my surgery. And she was like, okay, hold on, let me just transfer to the assistant, the medical assistant. So the call dropped, just like out of nowhere. And I was like, okay. So that was odd. So I remember just calling again. And for some reason, now I know, right? It was God's response to my prayer, because I never, that day, I was not able to communicate with the doctor's office again.
Mm.
So I was like, that was my answer. I mean, a lot of people, maybe not believers, can think like, oh, that was a coincidence or something, that maybe just the telephone got, you know, like broken or whatever. But to me, it was the answer. So God didn't want me to do the procedure. And I feel like the peace that I needed. So, because everybody was telling me, just do it. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then I was like, but I don't feel that this is the right thing, you know, to do to my body, because it's the temple where my Lord lives. And it was nothing like crazy, but it was something that the doctors recommended. But I was like, I'm there. It was like something that,
And I think the thing with Sandy, it's interesting your story, and I know people are listening thinking, now wait a minute, you can't take a drop phone call to make a decision, right? And like you said, peace, you know, all of the, and this, I know this is raising a lot of questions when we think about making decisions, and I'm not foolish enough or know enough to say, hey, God, how he speaks to you and how he speaks to me, in his own way, he speaks to each of us. And we need to be sensitive to that. Finding peace is a good thing, but I know people too who find peace, but later find out it wasn't the kind of right peace. At the same time, can God use a drop phone call to prompt the spirit to say, hey, maybe this isn't the right thing? How do we make a decision? Now, for me, the way I approach decisions, first of all, what does the Bible have to say? If the Bible speaks to it, then the decision's made. There's things the scripture says, I don't need to go any further. Then it says there's wisdom in many counselors and safety in many counselors. Then if I'm making a decision to talk to people who are smarter, faster, better, quicker than I am, so I can make a decision that will honor Christ, knowing that I've gotten input from people that I trust who've been down this path. And then to do my own research. I make sure I do the research so I understand as much as I possibly can. And then, of course, ultimately, it's in prayer. Lord, I've gotten the information. I've gotten the input. I understand what your word says. And as the scripture just says, trust in the Lord. Not going to lean on my own understanding in all this. I want your will. Now I seek to be able to find that kind of peace in my life. And for me, it's going to be that kind of a process, because there can be things in life that occur, that can happen, that can confuse us. But when we follow a process, and I think that's important, what is it that God's leading you? What's the process you go through when you make a decision? Because what you do and how you do it is a powerful thing. Absolutely. All right. If you want to join us, by the way, we're talking about how do you make decisions. What is a process you follow? Would you like Sandy, if a call dropped, would that be something that would prompt you in your life or not? 888-888-1717 is the number. Give us a call.
Are you experiencing real freedom in your faith or simply going through the motions? In Dr. Randy's message called Process for Faith, you'll learn how to move beyond routine faith and intentionally develop a deeper, more personal relationship with God.
Everything that we've said, everything that I've tried to share with you in this lesson about growing in freedom in your relationship with Christ comes down to one thing. And that one thing is to be present with God every day.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, when you do that, you're a part of a ministry that's impacting people for Christ, sharing the ultimate decision in life, and that's to know him personally. For by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, and Lord Jesus, I accept that today. See, that's really our greatest desire for you today. That's the greatest decision you can ever make. The others will come, but that's the foundational decision in all of our lives for all of eternity. Here at the Intentional Living Center, we've jumped into the deep end of the pool talking about this thing of making decisions, because I really want us to think about the process that we make when it comes to making a decision in our life. Because if you don't have a process, I think it's easy to fall back on, circumstances, situations, things that happen, and we got to be careful. The Bible's very clear. We got to test every spirit. We got to test how we make a decision. At the same time, we can obsess over decisions that have been pretty clearly designed to be made in our lives. And finding that balance is what's so important. All right. Before we run out of time, let me get to Christy in Michigan. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Hey, how do you make decisions?
So my whole life, I've just, whatever my mind tells me, I do. And about a year ago, that ruined my mental health, forced me to have to retire from 30 years from my job, and went to therapy and found out that the best way to make decisions is, number one, pray. But prayer is not enough. You have to be able to give up control and listen to the answer, whether it's what you think you should do or not, because I've always followed what I think I should do, but that's not always the answer. I have to listen to God and those that love you around you. Mm-hmm. My spouse of 30 years,
yep.
My best friend of more than that.
Yep.
You have to listen to them and be willing to go with their advice also. So not only prayer, but those that care for you and can see things you can't.
How's that changed your life?
Oh, my gosh. Well, number one, I retired, and now I'm looking for my second career, and life is amazing. I have not had felt this good in forever. I just look, and I know I listen to Family Life Radio going to work. I drive to Detroit now quite often, which is 40 minutes from Ypsilanti, and listening to your program, I'm not scared to make decisions anymore because I'm going to make the wrong one, because I'm now able to give up that choice to God and not make the decision alone,
Amen.
Which is what I had been doing for my whole 54 years.
Amen. That's a really tough thing to do for those of us who are high C control type people. We like to be in control. Adam's smiling. I don't know if that's you, brother, but that's not easy to do. Lord, you're in charge. I'll tell you, some of you listening are saying, this is way too mystical for me. I don't understand. I just know I want to do this and I go for it. And you know what? Sometimes those decisions can work out great and sometimes not so much. But either way, are you in God's will? Are you really seeking Him? Is it the perfect place, the best place that God has for you? I think that's the decision. So for me, again, the Bible is very clear. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own smarts, but acknowledge His presence, and then He'll direct your path. I like what Christy reminds us. Be careful not to take too much control ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit speak. Get good counsel from others. Pray about it. And don't let the circumstances of life dictate the decision. We're going to continue this. What do you think? What's your process? Give us a call. We're going to record this so it can air tomorrow on Intentional Living. But you have to call right now. We'll get you on and record that at 888-888-1717. Thanks for your support. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living from Intentional Life Media.